Look at this. This made me laugh, let me tell you. Adverse event following immunization in the glossary. Any untoward medical occurrence which follows immunization and which does not necessarily have a causal relationship with the usage of the vaccine. Okay, an adverse event following an injection that does not necessarily have a relationship with the injection. Oh, you mean like all of the sports stars that are dropping dead? People that are dying suddenly? No, no, we're going to say the actual relationship's climate change, guys. It's got nothing to do with our death shots. And they go on to say, every immunization program that eventually faces events that have the potential to erode trust in vaccines and or vaccination and the authorities delivering them. Really? Because in the past, we've never had this many adverse events. We've never had this many people dropping suddenly. I don't think that the public's trust in injections was eroded this much before. So how many of these vaccine programs eventually lead to an erosion in public trust? Well, let me tell you, it's been happening for some decades since they've decided to poison people and cause childhood autisms through the heavy metals and other toxins that are in childhood vaccines. This could be changed. This is their reasoning. This could be a change in the routine immunization schedule. You mean adding more toxins? The introduction of a new vaccine, which isn't a vaccine, a false rumor related to a vaccine, which they would count everything that I'm telling you now, which is the truth, as a false rumor, or any untoward medical occurrence which follows immunization, and again, they repeat, which does not necessarily have a causal relationship with the usage of the vaccine. In this manual, we refer to these collectively as vaccine-related events. Okay. So they encourage countries to have create stakeholder networks. By the way, I just want to highlight on the previous page, they use the words, countries are encouraged to use this manual as an inspiration to create their own country and context specific vaccine crisis communication plans. Also, now we're interested in country specific plans.